We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Here on WCCO, there's a really kind of an interesting, fun thing happening here out of the schools. And we're going to talk about stadium lights here in Minnesota coming up at 6:50 this morning regarding this pandemic. And that has been fascinating. You see, the number of schools have gotten larger and larger on that. But we'll talk about that coming up in about a half an hour. I do want to continue our conversations every Friday morning. Really enjoy when we have the opportunity to talk with Margaret Brennan. She's the host of CBS's Face the Nation. Margaret, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. How's your health right now and your family?
Thankfully, we're okay, but hunkering down, as everyone is, we'll still go in and do the show on Sunday, but everyone at CBS is taking a lot of protection. We lost someone in the past week, and everyone is taking that very much to heart.
Yeah, in fact, I saw a really nice picture on your Instagram account. That's tough, and that really hits close to home. So when you go into work this week, Margaret, for you, so many Americans, so many people listening now, are adjusting their lives, working at home, those lucky enough to still be working. What's it like going into the studio? How different is that for you than it used to be even a month ago?
Very different. We are down to minimal staffing to try to reduce the risk. As you know, the production is very much collaborative, so people are often talking to each other in close quarters, and all of that has had to change, even just editing pieces and not having more than one person in a room at a time in a closed space. On the set that I sit on, that everyone sees, the big space, we've cut back the number of people out there, and all the guests are now on remote. So it's harder to have a real interview and conversation when someone's sitting, you know, somewhere across the country versus across from you. But these things are necessary, and they will be, it looks like, for the near future.
And I know on the show you'll be focused on the pandemic, certainly. So on Sunday, do you know yet part of your lineup?
We do know part of the lineup. Hopefully someone from the administration on the medical side will be joining us. But in the lineup so far, we're going to go into the hotspot of New York and get a firsthand experience of Mike Dowling. He is the president and CEO of Northwell Health. They're one of the largest medical providers in the state of New York. He's been working with the governor on trying to increase bed capacity and ventilator access. I know from having spoken with him, what he's seeing on the ground is truly, truly shocking. And concerning, and something that all of us around the country need to be watching very carefully in the hopes that it is not what the next hotspot looks like in terms of just a skyrocketing number of cases in New York and ventilator shortages. At Northwell, he tells me they do have what they need now. They just don't know what's coming tomorrow. And that is the concern in terms of shortages of supply in their places in New York. Only 20% of those who go on a ventilator come off. So once that's needed, it is not a good indicator of chances of survival.
Wow. And then, and I know you'll talk to some other folks as well, including, I believe, the former FDA commissioner,
Dr. Scott Gottlieb. You're right. He's been joining us for the past month. I found it very useful to get his sense of what's coming next. I think getting his policy ideas, which he's sharing with the White House on how to plan for the months to come, in terms of how do we get back to people once again being able to go into the office or go take their kid to a playground. what are the steps needed to be able to get us safety-wise into that position before there's a vaccine, before there is a therapeutic. And now you know the CDC is debating adopting masks, even cloth ones. That's something Dr. Gottlieb has been recommending for the past few weeks. He's also talked through some of the digital tracking ideas that other governments around the world are taking on to try to get life back to normal. And we will also get a sense of this very stark economic reality for Americans across the country. As you saw with those jobless claims just this week and April 1st, a lot of bills were due around this country for a lot of people. We want to get a sense of the economic health and what the government is planning in what looks like another round of Congress having to put together some stimulus.
Well, oh, yeah. So that is legitimate, then. That probably will happen, you think?
Well, Secretary Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, told me last week what they put together, that massive $2 trillion package, includes funding for 10 weeks. 10 weeks. So now that we've extended the period of guidance for these restrictions, and assuming, you know, people don't just turn the switch back on and all of a sudden go back full force into the economy, it's going to take more of a cushion. That is the presumption, particularly for states and local governments. And that is something that we know the White House has already been talking about. They don't want to shift yet to drafting legislation because they want to try to get some of these programs up and running. Today is one of the first big tests for one of the Paycheck Protection Act, this ability for small businesses to go and apply for loans so that they can stay open and not lay off employees. They've got to get a lot of these programs up and running. So they don't want to jump the gun, but you've already heard Speaker Pelosi saying she's working with Democrats in the House on trying to put together a package.
And then as almost an aside now, because we're so focused on this, as we should be, but there's still politics, there's still a presidential election coming up. And I see here regionally and not too far from us, just a short, about 4-hour drive to Milwaukee, they postponed the Democratic National Convention.
That's right. And, you know, I was planning to be out there. So many were. And you heard Joe Biden, who continues to lead in the polls, say that it was his recommendation as well that that date be moved until August. There's going to be real concern about that transition period after June 1st, which is when some of these stay-at-home orders expire. What does that mean? What does the new normal look like? And mass gatherings before there's a vaccine, before there is a drug that we know works, is still not going to be advisable, even at that point. You know, life may not be under lockdown, but it won't be the same. And that was one of the considerations made with that convention. Does a few weeks later in August still work? The Republicans have their convention on the calendar. Now Democrats do too. We'll see if those happen. But it's a good question of how does our democracy continue to function? This is an election year. And can Congress come back into session, by the way, here in Washington, D.C., as this area sees the number of cases climb?
Yeah, it's turning into a new world. Margaret, I'm glad you're doing well. I look forward to watching you Sunday, as always. Have a great weekend, and then we will talk to you next week again. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Margaret Brennan, host of CBS's Face the Nation, WCCO. Much to come here regarding the pandemic and the Minnesota angles, and that's straight ahead in the morning, including what some of the high schools are doing around the area. It's pretty interesting. That's straight ahead as WCCO's Morning News continues. Steve has all the news coming up in just a few minutes here at 6:30.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.